بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. One of the sad dreams that Imam Hussein sees on his way to Karbala is the following dream that I'll share with you. The Imam, it's interesting how he shares even his dreams to the people. Maybe he's trying to let people know that my dreams aren't just something random like normal people. My dreams have true meanings to them. The Imam says, in a manzil by the name of Batn Aqaba, in a station by this name on the way to Karbala, he tells his companions, ما أراني إلا مقتولا فإني رأيت في المنام كلابا تنهشني وأشدها علي كلب أبقع. The Imam says, I only see myself as being killed. There is nothing else waiting for me except death at the destination that we're moving towards. Why is that? فإني رأيت في المنام كلابا. I saw in my dreams some canines that were tearing me up, biting into me. And the most severe of these canines was a spotted canine, black and white. And in the future, we read in some parts of history that the Imam identifies this specific canine with the mal'oon and accursed Shimr bin Dhil Jawshan. That he says, you're the one that I saw in my dreams. Because one of the harshest on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was this accursed mal'oon. Now, it's interesting here, two points that I want to make. Number one is that the Imam, on his way to Karbala, several times now we've had this, he keeps saying it again and again, I am going to be killed. There is no way out of this but death. Allah wants to see me martyred, etc. Why is it that the Imam keeps repeating this again and again and again? He's letting the people know that I know what I'm doing. Because some people, unfortunately today, you can see it out on media too, there's video clips of ulama of other sects and other schools of thought, some of them very extreme schools of thought. They talk about how the Imam made a mistake. Others told him, Abdullah bin Umar, the son of Umar bin al-Khattab, told him, Ibn Abbas told him, Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah told him, that if you go to Kufa, if you trust the Kufans, this is going to happen to you, that's going to happen to you, they're going to kill you, etc. He made a mistake. The Imam from the beginning knows what's going to happen. What the Imam is after is something much higher than this, to stay alive, to spare his life. Not only that, he's taking the women and the children with him too. So this, according to their standards, doesn't make any sense. The Imam, though, has to let the people know. The people who are after the truth, of course. There will always be people who could care less about the truth, who will only go by what their shuyukh tell them. Some of these people, adherents to the Wahhabi school of thought, they have this issue. That whatever their sheikhs tell them, they go by it. Their sheikhs tell them that the Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he made a mistake. He should have known better. He should have listened to the people who told them not to go. This is what some people hear from their sheikhs, and they accept it. The Imam on his way to Karbala again and again and again is saying this so that people in the future don't come and say he didn't know what was going to happen, oh, it was an accident, and things like that. Number two, we see the Imam, he keeps repeating that he's going to be killed. There might be another reason for it as well. And that is, and I've heard this from some of our speakers and some of our ulama, that they say that he kept telling the people that death is awaiting me and death is awaiting us, so that one, the people know what's going to happen, and if they're going to follow him, they know what's going on. And number two, if there are any weak people following him, to leave. Because on Ashura, the Imam is going to change history forever. The Imam needs strong people to be able to change history with him. The weak cannot keep up with him on this journey. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.